I was born and raised in South Korea. I told you several times already. I was not a Christian until I was 17 years old, junior in high school. And I was educated from elementary school all the way through college in the public school system. I still remember the first time I was ever exposed to the evolution theory. In high school biology class during the 1970s, the textbook presented Charles Darwin's hypothesis on how all living things might have been evolved from one single living organism. In the same text, no other theory besides Darwin's was introduced, just the evolution theory. Its argument was convincing, showing a few pictures of embryos of different species, such as fish, frog, bird, ape, human, and so forth. And especially in the very early stage, let's say a week or 2 weeks old ones, it pointed out that they looked very much alike. I should have, and I could agree. And then it deduced a theory that all these species share the common origin. Otherwise, they wouldn't look alike, they say. And they come from the same parents, and very likely from one single simple life form, amoeba. And over the next millions of years, through natural selection, the theory continues, that simple life form evolved into more complicated life forms and branched out into many different life forms that make up the present world of plants, animals, and humans. I must say, it was a very interesting theory, and I was impressed. And then I became a Christian, a believer in Christ, and started reading the Bible. And of course, right in the first page of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, as we read this morning, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Since then, I never doubted that God has created all the creatures in every kind. Not that my faith was strong, but I just believed what the Bible says about creation. And over the years, though, I always had one puzzling question in my mind regarding creation. Why is it so hard for some, even believers in the church, to believe as I do, that God has created the entire universe, heavens and earth, and everything in it, including humans? There could be several answers to that question, but the following three come to my mind. The first one is, some folks just don't believe that God has created all things because they follow the crowd. They blindly follow the crowd in the world without a critical thinking. They reason, since many believe in evolution anyway, they must be right, so let's go with the crowd. Have you ever been tempted to follow the crowd without really thinking? I still remember one experience. I was driving in a remote area, I think, all by myself. It was long before the GPS time, and I wasn't sure where I was going. And then, luckily there was one car, came before me, and for the next about 5 minutes, we traveled together on the road. A kind of nice feeling that. And after 5 minutes, and the car before me exited. And for a second or two, in a split second, I was almost tempted to follow that car, because the person before me looked so confident knowing where he or she is going. But I wasn't, so I just almost tempted, maybe I should follow that car. So with the same mindset, some folks in the world simply just follow the theory of evolution. And the second reason I believe why it is so hard for some believers, even in the church, to believe as I do is because they have scientifically minded mind, if you will. And they rather believe in evolution. They follow the arguments based on the scientific discoveries, establishing their own convictions on tangible, concrete, and visible evidence, such as fossils and bones and skulls and skeletons and even DNA. The third category of people who do not believe as I do, they doubt that God has created them all because they are ignorant of the Word of God. I'm not putting anybody else down. I'm just telling you the fact. They simply don't know what the Bible says. They don't read the Bible, and neither they study or research on this topic, looking into the Bible. Furthermore, they doubt God's power. Based upon a few negative comments they heard in the past on creationism, such as one example, how can God create everything in 6 days? It is impossible. Or, the age of the earth is billions of years according to science, yet why some biblical scholars say a few thousand years? Unbelievable. Therefore, they naturally reject God's claims on creation in the Bible. My intention this morning is not to prove how wrong the evolution theory is, but rather to educate and inform God's people of what the Bible says about creation, who created the universe and everything in it. And I pray that the Lord would open your heart and mind to listen objectively to the Word of God, the Bible, on this subject. What does the Bible say about the creation? I could summarize in 3 things. Number one is this. It is God, no one else, who created everything in the world for God's glory and by His will. The Bible declares over and over again, it is God. And God makes an exclusive claim on this one, creation. Here's an example. Isaiah 45:8, God declares, I have created. In Job 38:4, He declares to Job, Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? And the Bible repeatedly says that God created all the creatures for His pleasure and for His glory. In fact, there are scores of references on God's creation from the very first page of the Bible, Genesis 1, to the last page of the Bible, Revelation 22. Here are some examples. He said He created light and darkness, heavens and earth, waters, vegetation, plants and trees, and sun and moon stars, and sea creatures, animals and humans, and so forth. Now, God's exclusive claim on creation also appears in His title. You see, God has many titles. Someone counted how many titles to God, and in the King James Version, for example, they came up with over 600 different titles. But if you go to the Old Testament Hebrew scholars, they will say that at least 7 titles, and you'll surely come up with 9. Now, such as God, the Hebrew word for God is El, E-L. So you heard of it, like Israel. What do you think? It has something God in there, right? And what about Samuel? Whatever the name ends with El has God in it. Okay, Samuel means God hears. What about Mikael? That's English name, Michael. Once again, ends with E-L. It's God is the victor. Okay, Gabriel, Bethel. You know that, the idea. Now you have, you know, Hebrew word now. You can brag to your friends, hey, you want to hear my Hebrew? El, that's God. Another name to the Lord is the Lord itself. We call Jehovah or Yahweh. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord heals. And even here is another one, El Shaddai. I mean, the choir, I'm sure, sang this one before. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. El means, once again, God. What do you think? El Shaddai means God the Almighty, and God the Lord, and God Most High, El Elyon. That's another one. And Lord of hosts. and so forth. There are many titles to God. And here's another one more title that he would never, and he never intends to share with any other gods, small gods. You know what that is? Creator of heaven and earth. He says, this one I claim. Creator of heaven and earth. You know, to prepare my sermon, I looked into some Hebrew verbs that God used when he said, in the context of creation, he used three verbs, Hebrew verbs. The first one is bara means to create. The second one is asa, is to make. And the third one is kana, means to possess or buy or acquire. He used them all. And let me tell you about the third one, kana. It says, not only he originated, he came up with the idea, and he created heaven and earth, therefore he owns them. Imagine this, if you are an inventor, you came up with one idea and you created it and you say that this is one I made and I claim. This is mine. 100% right. And that's what God says when he says, I created heaven and earth. Now when you look at all these three words that God used, they leave no room for any speculation that we are a product of random chance or accident. Indeed, we are created by God for God's glory, and we are connected to the Creator, and we owe our life and existence to Him. I told you that I found three things in the Bible. The first one is that God makes an exclusive claim on creation. Number two, here's it. There's a cloud of witnesses who will testify to the same truth that God created them all. Beginning with the Old Testament, we have Moses from Genesis chapter 1. Scholars believe that Moses wrote five books of the Torah, the first five books in the Old Testament. And in the Genesis, he says, verse 1, God created. And later on, verse 14, chapter 14, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, and Abraham, who also called God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. Later on, prophet Isaiah declared, God created them all, brings out their hosts and numbers them, calling them all by name. And another prophet, Malachi, said, did not one God create us? Even King Solomon once said, remember your creator. One witness after another. They all said, God is the creator. What about the New Testament, beginning with our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, in the beginning of the creation, God made them all, male and female. Apostle John said in Revelation 10:6, God created heaven, the earth, and the sea, and what's in them. Paul the Apostle said, God created all things. I did not even mention angels and countless believers. Every single one of these witnesses would testify, even to the point of death, that it is indeed God who created everything in the universe. For thousands of years, all God's people consistently and faithfully share the same conviction. Now this time, let's consider, for our just curiosity, the witnesses for evolution. I must give credit to Charles Darwin, followed by Thomas Henry Huxley. How many of you have heard of his name? Oh, you did? Good. He was known as the Darwin's Bulldog. If Darwin started the theory, Huxley more like solidified it. Okay? And her other group of witnesses on this side, evolution, I would say communists. Communists, they say there is no God, everything is material. So they love this theory of evolution. Atheists, there is another group, belong to this category. They say, by nature, they can't have God, therefore evolution fits quite well. Many scientists, not all, but many, well, even naturalists. Who are the naturalists? They're the ones who believe and follow the philosophy, something called naturalism. They say, there's nothing beyond what you see and what you observe. They deny anything supernatural. I must share with you one experience I had. He was a brilliant professor. I think he still teaches. But anyway, he was married to a woman who went to my congregation in Little Silver. And he, first time he told me that I'm a naturalist, and explained all about exactly what I told you now. And I said, fine. And then, one afternoon around 2 o'clock, and he had one daughter, about 9 or 10 years old at the time, and he called me, and he says, Pastor Choi. I said, yes. And he said, would you please come to my house? I said, sure, I can. For what? And he says, my daughter is crying like crazy because she just discovered, she heard that her maternal side grandmother passed away. She's crying like really, but I cannot comfort her. Father cannot comfort his daughter. And it dawned on me, oh, of course, no wonder. Because he's a naturalist. Okay? He says everything beyond is whatever, they follow the physical laws, like a law of gravity, of this law of death, if you will, and everybody dies. He cannot go beyond. Ignoring all the human emotions, what happens to a person when the person dies? He can't tell it anything. So he was so powerless that he asked me to come and comfort his daughter. So those group of folks, naturalists, belong to this category. And some people in academia too. Now if you know anyone who's about, you know, heading out to the college, I think it's a good idea for parents to sit down with the kids and say, now when you go to college, you will be exposed to very, almost like anti-Christian environment in college. When you say, I believe in God and God's creation, they would make fun of you. Oh, are you living in Stone Age or something? Do you believe in science? And it's very anti-Christian. And we should confirm that it's all right that you say that I believe in God and what the Bible says. Anyway, when I compare the witnesses for God's creation on one side and the witnesses for evolution on the other side, I cannot even compare to each other. On this side, the evolution witnesses, there are some thoughts I have, such as they can change their theories and convictions anytime whenever new evidence comes out. And that's the evolution theory itself has been around only 150 years. And who knows how long it will last. They need a little more time to be tested. And finally, I'm not sure how many of the followers of evolution would risk their own lives for their beliefs. So far I talked about what the Bible says. Number one, God is the, you know, he made exclusive claim on creation. Number two, cloud of witness. And the third one I discovered in the Bible is this. God expects us and commands his followers to declare in worship and in faith that he is indeed the creator of all. As we sang this morning, thank you choir for this wonderful choice of the music. In Revelation chapter 4 verse 11, we witness the heavenly worship. When you and I go to heaven, one thing we'll surely do is worship the Lord. You see, you go into the heaven. It's not Saint Peter greets you. Okay, welcome to our heaven. You will directly go into God's throne room. And you'll see God's throne room centered. And then, Jesus the Lamb of God, you know, seated right next to on his right side. And all the 24 elders, they will be seated in their thrones too. And when time comes to worship, this is what's happening. There are four living creatures, angels with six wings, and there are 24 elders with crowns on their head. They all rise and fall before God, casting their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Why, there are so many words that they could have said. Why do you think all of us, even in heaven, will say, you created all things? Now, based upon these three discoveries that I made in the Word of God, I am more convinced than ever before that it is God who created everything in the world. We are God's creation with purpose. He wants us to enjoy Him and to bring glory to Him through our lives. I believe it is time that you and I made up our minds. It is time that we stop being double-minded. Sometimes we think, oh, it's creation. Sometimes it's evolution. When it comes down to following God's truth on creation, it is time that we stop killing ourselves. It is time that we stop standing on both fences. It is about time that we paid a serious attention to God's claims on creation. I made up my mind this way, folks. I do believe that God has created all things with purpose and by His will. I do believe so, not because of all the evidence, but because of the integrity of all the witnesses and because of the authority of God's word. I believe in God's creation because I believe in God who never lies. I believe in God's creation because of the word of God, the never-changing truth. As much as I believe in Jesus' redemption, and He died on the cross to save my sins, you know, save me from my sins, I do believe in God's creation. As much as I believe in Jesus' resurrection, I do believe in God's creation. As much as I believe in God's love, I also believe in God's creation. As much as I believe in eternal life, I do believe in God's creation. And as much as I believe in heaven, I do believe in God's creation. Ask yourself this morning, does God ever lie? That's one thing the Bible says God cannot do. Is the Bible the word of God to you? If so, believe His claims on creation. Believe that He created the universe and everything in it, especially you, for His glory and honor. He has a purpose for you. You are not an accident or a byproduct of evolution. You are God's child. You are wonderfully and fearfully created by God. He originated you, created you, and therefore He declares to you, you are mine. He knows you and calls you by name. You are God's creation. Give Him the glory. Let's bow our heads and pray. At some point of time in our faith journey, Lord, we have to make the decision. I think the one thing we do this morning is this. Where do I stand in terms of creation? And we listened to the Word of God, where God repeatedly made the exclusive claim that it is you who did it. And there are scores of witnesses, including our Lord Jesus Christ. What makes it so hard for us to believe what God claims that He did it? Once again, Lord, thank You for assuring us with Your promise and with Your proclamation, with Your declaration in the Bible that it is You who created them all, especially us, Your wonderfully and fearfully made creature, creation. In our lives, Lord, be glorified. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.